Good morning, everybody. First day of spring. It starts sometime today. I don't know what time. Doesn't matter. We've had spring here for a couple months, haven't we? Our winter lasts about 2 weeks. Except for the wind, right? Oh, we've had some wind the last couple years. I don't understand it. But it allows us to get closer to the desert, closer to the dust. Lord, we praise you and we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives and your gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord, that 2,000 years ago you went to that cross. And for the joy set before you, you endured that cross for us. I can't understand why people can't grasp that. But that's the way it is till the light's turned on. Thank you for turning the light on for us so we can see it. Lord, I pray that you'd open up heaven for us this morning. I pray, Lord, that you'd open up your word for us. Teach us, instruct us. Help us to draw closer to you. Bless your people this morning, Lord. And bless your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning I'm going to be in Psalm 2. Fooled you, didn't I? Oh, we'll get to Matthew. Psalm 2. I'm going to go ahead and read through it. It's not very long. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. So what's that about? It's about the coming of the Messiah. The heathens that rage, is there a connection? Which causes which? Does the Messiah come because the heathen rage? Or do the heathen rage because Messiah comes? Yes. I lean more towards the last. Psalm 1 and Psalm 2, some people say they were one psalm, and yet Paul refers to the second psalm as the second psalm. So there is a break there, but there also is a connection. Of course, the Bible's connected all the way through, so. Psalm 1 talks about the claim of Christ on individuals. Psalm 2 talks about the claim of Christ on the nations. Psalm 1 was moral and showed us our duty. Psalm 2 is evangelical and shows us our Savior. Psalm 1 speaks of meditating on God's word. Psalm 2 speaks of meditating on a vain thing. Psalm 1 advises against taking the counsel of the ungodly. Psalm 2 talks about taking counsel together against the Lord and against His anointing, and His anointed. Psalm 1 is about delighting in the law of the Lord, which binds to the Lord. Psalm 2 speaks of seeking to break the bands, the cords that bind to the Lord. Now, why would anybody want to do that? Because they're heathens. I know in some translations it says nations, and that's true, but I like the King James Version better because it says heathen, because that's exactly what they are. And that's exactly what we were. When God does something, or when He's about to do something, the enemy reacts. You can see examples of it throughout the Bible, but one in particular is 2 Samuel 5:17 through 18. I'm not going to read it, but that's when David was crowned king. What's the first thing that happened? The Philistines rose up and they went against him. The enemy sends the Philistines. Peter talked about this in Psalms 2 and Acts 4:22 through 27. He says, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. Our opening scripture was Matthew 26:63 through 68. But Jesus held His peace, and the high priest answered and said unto Him, I adjure thee by the living God. That means I charge you. That means I swear you to an oath.